McNulty, left-wing group organizes blockade to shut down SCOTUS. By John Nolte on June 13, 2022. A pro-abortion, left-wing group that calls itself Shutdown DC is organizing a protest to shut down the Supreme Court Monday. The group's stated goal is to blockade the streets around the Supreme Court to rise up for the transformative change that our communities need. Basically, the leftists want to stop the court from issuing its upcoming Roe v. Wade ruling. A potential draft of the ruling was leaked last month and showed that at long last the court is going to do the right thing and overrule that atrocity. The shutdown talk is not rhetoric. The goal is indeed to shut down the court, to stop it from doing business. On June 13, one of the Supreme Court's 2022 decision days, the site says, "We plan to blockade the streets around the Supreme Court to rise up for the transformative change that our communities need." Although the group doesn't explain how, the apparent goal here is to end the Senate filibuster? Following decades of organizing by the far right, conservatives now hold a majority on the Supreme Court, and a group of five justices can roll back critical rights and protections that should be settled law. At the same time, the filibuster has left the Senate gridlocked and unable to pass legislation to protect our rights or enact the programs our communities need. Right now, our political system is in crisis. Times of crisis can either be opportunities to break through the inertia and win transformational change, or they can be opportunities for the establishment to further entrench the status quo. This all comes just days after police say they arrested a man in Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh's neighborhood with a gun, burglary tools, pepper spray, zip ties, and the intent to kill Kavanaugh. This also comes just days after the corporate media dismissed and/or buried that alleged assassination attempt. In March of 2020, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, set the tone for these unprecedented attacks when he specifically named Justices Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch while issuing this threat. "I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh," Mr. Schumer shouted to the cameras and crowd. "You have unleashed the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." His fraudulency. Joe Biden also encouraged protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, which allowed the left-wing corporate media to broadcast the front of the justices' homes to anyone looking to be Schumer's whirlwind. The New York Sun reports that CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages political violence, said that Shutdown DC has not committed violence in the past, but instead uses nonviolent civil disobedience, which has resulted in arrests at protests. Meanwhile, Democrats are deliberately blocking a bill that would offer the Supreme Court justices additional security. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Shutdown DC. What more do you need to know about Democrats, their brown shirt tactics, and the terrorist tactics they utilize to get their way?